Well, it's really nice to nearly see you. Now, there were two Liverpool boys who grew up together and they were at each other's throat. If one did well in maths, the other one had to be better. If the one was tremendous at poetry, the other one had to do better. And it came to time of choosing the nativity roles at Christmas time. And one boy, he was determined to have the lead role, which was Joseph. But it went to his mate. And he got the job as the innkeeper. And he said, wait till he knocks on my door. Well, off they went, and it was the day of nativity. And sure enough, Mary and Joseph knocked on the door. My wife is with child, and we need somebody or somewhere to have the baby. Have you any room? Yes, come in. Well, he went, we have never seen this version before. So Joseph said, what a crummy room. Come on, Mary, let's sleep in the stable. Well, it's one way of putting it across. Now, folks, I just want to speak to you. First of all, thanks for coming. If you come a long way, you're more than welcome. But Christmas is about four simple things. First, it's about a journey made. Okay? I don't mean the wise men. I don't mean the shepherds. I don't mean Mary, Joseph and the donkey. I mean 2,000 years ago, somebody entered this world who said he was God. He didn't say, I'm a prophet. He didn't say, I'm a good man. He claimed he was God. Okay? Now, you thought you were listening to Vinny. I'm actually David Beckham. As you can see in the dark. Now, here's the point, folks. When I say I'm David Beckham, I'm either telling you the truth or I'm telling you a lie. When Jesus said he was the Son of God, which he did in John 9, he's either telling us the truth or he's telling us a lie. You can't have it both ways. It's got to be 50-50. So what did his mate say about him, who lived with him? Peter, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thomas, you're my Lord and my God. Mary, his mother, I rejoice in Christ my Saviour. All his friends said he was God. But then his enemies said he was God. Now if you go for a job and you don't want it, get your enemies to write you a reference. But if you want the job, get your best reference. Listen to what the enemies of Jesus said. We know who you are, Son of the Most High God, Jesus. Have you come before our time to persecute us? Pilate's wife, I've nothing to do with this innocent man. I've suffered much in a dream because of him this night. The man who put the spear through Jesus' side on the cross, he was certainly an enemy. Truly, this man is the Son of God. You see, folks, a journey had been made. And it's not, you know, figment of our imagination. It's not Peter Pan. Alan, I didn't ask you this, but what year were you born, Alan? Now, tell the truth. What year? 1979. 1,979 years after Peter Pan. Nah. After a person in history called Jesus Christ. You see, folks, Jesus came into this world. Nobody can doubt it. Go to any history department, AD, BC. So it's about a journey made, but guess what? It's about me and you, a sinner strayed. You see, I've done wrong. Have you? I have. And you don't have to be a notorious criminal to qualify to have done wrong. All you've got to do is do one wrong. So if I've been drunk, I'm a drunkard. And if I've told lies, I'm a lying drunkard. See what I mean? You see, if between me and Alan there was, let's say, a book and it had one page, and that one page was here. So there's Alan, there's me. I can't see Alan. Alan can't see me because it's only one page. But if it was a wall, we'd still be separated, wouldn't we? ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to be a terrorist to be a sinner. You've just got to be yourself. You'll qualify. We've all done wrong. I don't know if you ever played that game. You play it when you're about 500 years old. It's called Crown Green Bowls, and you roll this lump of concrete on a green mat in the park somewhere. And you can't roll it straight, because if you try rolling it straight, it goes off at one angle, and that's the skill of the game, isn't it? We're like that. We go off. God knows we go off. I know I go off. You know you go off. And Christ Jesus came into this world to save me and you. Because, folks, God is so holy, he can't let sin into heaven. If he lets it in within years or months, it'll be like earth, broken. But he doesn't want that. He wants a world where happiness reigns and godliness reigns. And he has come to make sure heaven is populated. In other words, he's opened a door so you can go. Christmas is about a journey made for a sinner strayed, then a price paid. Because 33 years after this great event, Jesus born, they nailed him to a cross. On the cross of Calvary, God was saying, I will put the punishment that's deserved to you people on planet Earth on Jesus Christ. And Jesus says, I'll take the punishment. And that's why he was on the cross. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't because they all got it wrong or miscalculated. It was because that's where I've come. In fact, he said this. He said, for this reason I was born, and for this reason I've come into the world, that I should offer life to all. But to do it, Jesus had to take the punishment, the death that we all deserve. You see, Christmas is about a journey made for a sinner strayed, thee and me. And then Calvary's about a price paid. But folks, you only get the benefit when Jesus comes to live in your heart. You see, if I go to the doctors and he says, Vinny, you're not looking too well and I've got some medicine for you, and he gives me the medicine, I say, thanks, doc, that's wonderful. I take it home and put it on top of the TV. Do I get better? What if I know what the medicine contains? Still don't get better. What if I don't have a look at it, oh, isn't it nice? It's nice, this medicine. I don't get better until I take it. And that's what it is to be a Christian. There comes a specific time in your life where this Jesus, who loves you, who died on a cross to forgive you, who's risen and conquered the grave, the only person in history who's done it, can live within you. And that means you've got to say, Lord Jesus, I'd like you to forgive me and live within me. When you do that, your name is written in heaven. Your name goes in the book of life. Is it in there? The way it gets in there, you say, God, I'm going to, by faith, trust your word. And Christ Jesus came into this world to do a great job to save you and me. But the tragedy is most people seem to neglect it. They seem to sort of forget about it. And Santa Claus takes precedence over Jesus Christ. But when Jesus came, he said, I love you, I'll die for you. Hanging on the cross in the darkness, he took our sins. It was laid on him so that we may have our name written in heaven. Isn't that good? In 2010, my second oldest brother, Lawrence, died. He lived in Nelson. And he sort of lived there, but he also lived on a tractor. Because he loved his tractor. He dug holes all over the place, so he filled them in as well. But he was a ground worker. And I went to see him. And I said, Lawrence, I've come to tell you what heaven's like. He said, say it slowly. I want to get this. And the reason he whispered, he had esophagus cancer. He prayed with me to become a Christian. He said, oh, I see it now. And a big beam came on his face. He asked Jesus to forgive him. Have you done it? That's what Christmas is all about. Think about it. You might be 40 years of age, and like that, it can be washed whiter than snow. You might be 50 years of age. You might be 150 years, well, feel 150 years. It can go. Because Christ Jesus came into the world to do a job to save me and you. He loves you. He died for you. He can give you life eternal. Can I just say, as the refreshments come round at the end, and they are supery, I do recommend this restaurant. Turn up any time. 2 a.m. is a good time to turn up. That really disturbs people. But they have a lovely cafe at the back there and things, you know, for serving. I've got a little booklet here, and it's a Christian booklet. If you'd like to know more, just come up and ask me for one of those. Take it, read it. Have a lovely evening. Back to Alan. Thank you.